started on Thursday night in a home WOMAC double duel as West Delaware defeated Vinton Shelsburg 63-18 and in the nightcap defeated center point Urbana 83-0. So 3-0 in dual meets on the season, coach, and a couple good dual meets against some WOMAC competition last week to kick off that WOMAC season.
Yeah, it was it was good to get wrestling again after the Bob Murphy Invitational, and the thing that I was real happy with is the things we've worked on up to that point, the kids got better at, and they keep making that progress. So good things are going to happen, and they're starting to see that in their matches now. That if they focus on little things that we're practicing now, and just trying to make the things that we're working on a little bit better each day in practice, it's going to translate to the mat, and they saw some of that.
Joined by West Delaware boys head wrestling coach Jeff Voss here on the KMCH Sports Zone. And then a quick turnaround for Saturday and kind of the littlest big tournament that you'll ever know of, and that's South Winneshiek Invitational. Some great competition up there as you guys ran into the likes of Osage. I tell you what, this GMLOS, the team out of Minnesota, when they first came up, they were in the bottom half of the team scores, and that very quickly developing a great wrestling program up there in Minnesota. New Hampton Turkey Valley, when you first started going up there, was a title contender consistently, but still a great tournament. But you guys finished that tournament in second place, had three champions and two runner-ups in that tournament, as Carson Less, Will Ward, and Cam Guther all coming away with tournament titles in that. But again, a great tournament, a great opportunity for these kids where, you get to the backside and you're going to have a tough kid depending on where he's from. So just a great learning experience for your kids against some really good competition.
Yeah, it's it's exactly what we needed at this point in the season. It was good to see Osage. They're the number one ranked team in 2A, and they deserve to be, because they got a great team. And I like the way that our kids competed. The team we had up there, they wrestled hard all day long, and they saw some rewards from that. We won some matches late in the third period because our kids had worked hard for 5 minutes, and that last minute, some of our competition didn't really want to compete at that level anymore. So the attitude and effort of all of our guys was outstanding. Some of our top ranked kids got to wrestle some top ranked kids, and we competed real well against them and won some big matches. And even the matches we didn't win, I think the kids competed hard. So overall, we saw a lot of progress. We worked on some things Friday from Thursday, and we have kids getting better at it. And I just really love how coachable this team is right now, and I'm excited to see where they can go.
As I'm joined by West Delaware head wrestling coach Jeff Voss here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Busy week of action coming up here the next 3 days, as starting tomorrow night, you have your first WOMAC East Division matches coming up tomorrow at Marion. Of course, we'll have those for you right here on your radio dial on KMCH, as you will head to Marion, the host Indians, and of course Mount Vernon, a very good team with a lot of great kids coming back from a successful season last year. WOMAC East, that's important. You're looking for that WOMAC dual division title, and what better way to start the East Conference with, Marion, who's starting to get some kids back into that program, but then a very good Mount Vernon team, who's, I believe, ranked somewhat up in the top in the tournament rankings. So a good way to start there, and I'll get it out of the way now. On December 15th, Coach Voss, West Delaware is 23-4.
Well, that's a good stat. Mount Vernon's bringing every single kid back from their team last year that I think had two losses, and those losses were to us and Independence. So they definitely have a good team, and it's going to be a great challenge for the guys. And it's the first challenge of the week. So whatever happens Thursday night, we got to be ready for you know, Friday morning to get on the bus at 6:15 and head to Waterloo and wrestle competition just as good. So we're excited about it. You know, I think this is the week where kids are going to have some defining moments where they're going to face some challenges, and how they respond to those challenges is going to have an impact not only on the team but on them as well, and you know, where they can progress to by the end of the week. So we're going to learn a lot about some of our individuals. We're going to learn a lot about our team. We're going to learn a lot about who our leaders are on the team in the next 3 days. And it's going to be a point that we can go into Christmas break and say, okay, now we know what we need to work on to really compete against the top teams and the top individuals in the state, because, you know, the last 2 weeks here before Christmas, that's all we're going to see. So I'm excited for it. You know, we just got to keep as many kids healthy as we can, keep them from being sick and all that type of thing. But, you know, whatever team we put out there, I know our kids are going to compete hard, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you mentioned Waterloo, as I'm joined by West Delaware Boys Head Wrestling Coach Jeff Voss here on the KMCH Sports Zone. You finish off your first half of the season at the Battle of Waterloo, and you guys, as you mentioned, you're going to open up at 9 a.m. with Waterloo East. As you guys are in bracket B, as you'll have that 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1 p.m. Dual meets here on Friday. And then depending on how you do in the first round on Friday, we'll determine where you wrestle on Saturday. Other teams in that bracket, as we mentioned, you'll open with Waterloo East. Your side of the bracket is Wapsie Valley and Nashua Plainfield. Bottom side of the bracket is Don Bosco, the number 2 seed, Denver, New Hampton, Turkey Valley, and Independence. So off the top already, I see two teams that you guys wrestled already on Saturday with New Hampton, Turkey Valley, and Denver. Saw some matches there. Independence you'll see several times throughout the year. But a great opportunity, like you said, wrestling some of the best competition in the state to end the first half of your, before Christmas.
Yeah, and you know, over the years at the Battle of Waterloo, every 2 or 3 years, they basically take the bottom 3 or 4 teams that aren't from Waterloo, and they bring in new teams that are better. And, you know, you look at our bracket, and Nashua, I think they're the 4th seed in our bracket, and they're ranked in the top 3 or 4 in Class 1A, and that's just how tough this tournament is. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I love the first day because it's a scramble to see how far you can place in your bracket. And then the second day, it's basically all the teams are even, and it'll come down to a takedown or a matchup that will determine each of the duels. So it's just a lot of fun. I look forward to this tournament every year just because I know we're going to see the best teams in the, you know, in the state in all classes, and that makes for a fun environment.
All right, Coach Voss, I appreciate your time here this evening, and we'll see you tomorrow night down at Marion, but best of luck first off tomorrow night and then this weekend at the Battle of Waterloo, and happy holidays to everybody in your household.
Well, thank you, and same to you, Jamie, and I appreciate all the people that have been coming out and watching and supporting this team, and I encourage people to come out and watch these guys because it's an exciting team to watch, and it's a team that if you watch them at the beginning of the year, they're going to be a lot better at the end, and they got me pretty excited.
That was West Delaware Head Wrestling Coach Jeff Voss here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Take a break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to it from KMCH Sports.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
And welcome back into the KMCH Sports Zone. Jamie Vasky in with you, and joining me is West Delaware girls head wrestling coach Dale Meyer, as his team, with a busy week last week of competition. As coach, we will start with last Thursday night, as you guys had your first ever home wrestling duel, or duel meet in general, at home against Vinton. And I tell you what, lost that duel 42-19, but I tell you what, there was a lot of excitement in that duel meet. A couple of those matches, you could see, you know, the girls would get a fall, and you could hear that crowd erupt, and just and see the look on the girls' faces after winning those matches. It was really neat to see. I was looking forward to it, and it definitely lived up to my expectations of that first fall and that first eruption from the crowd. But you know, nonetheless, a learning experience last Thursday night for the girls.
Yeah, we really did learn a lot. I mean, they were so excited about being able to wrestle and duel and be side by side with the boys, and I was too. And but Vince Schellsberg, they're a pretty experienced team, and they taught us a few hard lessons, and we were able to take those things back to the room and hopefully carry them forward. And next time we see them, hopefully, you know, we're going to put a better match out there.
Well, then Saturday you guys took part in the Marion Invitational in Marion, as I'm joined by West Delaware girls wrestling coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Finished fourth out of 24 teams in that tournament, four champions, three runner-ups, as your champions on Saturday were Addison Welcher, Lexi Bunning, Kylie Shoup, Hannah Cantwell, and also had three runner-ups in that. So a great job on Saturday for the girls. And again, that's what this first year of this program is, you know, learning. You know, you talked last week about how the girls were going to have to get used to wrestling with that mentality of a dual meet, you know, just you know, when you get to, don't give up the fall so easy, because those points count. You know, that's 6 points, and that's one of the things the girls are continuing to learn. And what better way to do it than these tournaments, where, you know, it's more of a scramble situation, where you know, you lose a match, you're still getting two other matches after that. So a lot of learning, but nonetheless a great performance by the girls down at Marion on Saturday.
Spent a lot of time on Friday before Saturday's tournament talking about fighting off our backs, and that was going to be another step in maturity as a wrestler for them. And I really saw a lot more fight on both Saturday and again tonight. You know, I was really pleased with how they did fighting off their back and fighting in hard situations. And, you know, we're starting to win more matches that aren't pins, and we're starting to lose a few more matches that are. We're not getting pinned in, and that will be big down the road when we get into some heated dual meet. So they're starting to understand it, and I'm really happy for that. So.
And then Monday night, you guys hosted a tournament at the Seedorf Gymnasium, and another opportunity for the girls to get out there and wrestle. And again, another good performance by the girls. You finished that one with six champions and three second-place finishes, as the champions on Monday night were Anna O'Rear, Kylie Shoup, Abby O'Rear, Hannah Cantwell, Addison Berger, and Ella Getkin were your champions on Monday night. So, again, just that mat time. You know, we could sit here and we're going to sound like a broken record talking about that throughout this season, but the mat time, probably the most important thing that these girls can get this year.
Absolutely. You know, and some of our second placers, the only matches they lost were against our other girls, the girls from their own team. You know, it's not ideal to have to wrestle each other, but until we get our numbers up a little bit more in these tournaments, we would see our own girls. And I just told them, you got to be colorblind. You can't look at the singlet. You got to just go out and, you know, be thankful for the match and just give it everything you got. And I feel like our girls did that. So I was really proud of them and anxious for what's coming up next.
And coming up next tomorrow night, as you guys will wrestle in a conference double duel with Mount Vernon and Marion. So kind of a neat opportunity. You know, last Thursday you just had the single duel with Vinton, as I'm joined by West Delaware girls wrestling coach Dale Meyer here on the Coach's Corner. But tomorrow night, a different look, as you're going to have that double duel. So you're going to have you're going to wrestle, and then you're going to come back and you're going to wrestle right away again in a dual meet. So last week, just a single duel. Now you're getting that double duel and having to rebound perhaps from a loss or a win, keeping that high and taking it to the next match. And fortunately, you know, that's how you're gonna finish out the first half of your season, with a double duel where some of the girls will get a couple matches.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We were just at Marion and they were talking about, I don't know if this is exactly how they're gonna do it in the end or not. They were talking about having three mats going, one for JV, one for the girls varsity, and one for the boys varsity. We'll see what happens, if that's actually what happens, but it'll be a fun night to watch all those kids wrestle, and boys and girls, and our girls are sure excited for the opportunity to have two duels in one night, and I'm right there with them. I can't wait.
All right, Coach Meyer, I appreciate your time here tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night down at Marion for that double duel. We'll have it, of course, right here on KMCH, but looking forward to talking to you tomorrow night after some great matches with Mount Vernon and Marion.
Thanks, Jamie.
That was West Delaware girls head wrestling coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Take a break and come back with more of it right after this, as you're listening to it from KMCH Sports.
Tad Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event. Creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
We're back into the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. We continue with the West Delaware theme, as always, to start the show this first half hour or so. John Swisher along with you, and Drake Scurring is the head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball team, off to a 5-1 start, 2-0 in conference play, as the Hawks with a couple more wins since we last talked. And we start on Friday night to coach 74-51. We traveled down to Van Horn and took down the Benton community with that convincing victory for your team. And what you're most happy about, getting off to a good start on the road, and coming out and playing energized right from the get. That's been a point of emphasis here the past couple weeks.
Last Friday night was awesome for us, I thought, from an offensive standpoint. And then, you know, in the first half defensively, we held them to 14 points as well. So, you know, they sat in the zone most of the night, and they wanted to force us to make shots. And, we made 15 threes. So we anytime we can do that, we will take it. We don't want to get in the habit of making 15 threes a game. But if we're gonna shoot over 50% from three and make 15 a game, I'll take it. But as you said earlier as well, we just did a really good job of kind of controlling that game all the way through. You know, we knew that they were pretty solid, and that's a really tough place to go play. You know, got some home court advantage there. So I thought our guys responded really well, so that was awesome to see.
Indeed, and your team with 15 threes, as you alluded to, one away from tying the program record for West Delaware boys with 16. Talk about that thought of the three-point. When it's going well, the green light especially is always on. But is it on when you're struggling from threes? Talk about that philosophy and what you tell your kids. Because there's a fine line. You don't want them to be afraid to shoot it when they're wide open, but you don't also want them chucking it up just to throw it up.
Yeah, so a lot of it has to do with time and score, too. You know, our guys are pretty experienced. We've got four seniors who played a ton last year, and then we've got a couple of juniors that played a lot last year as well. And then, you know, a new sophomore who's kind of figuring out his role. And I think the biggest thing is we don't always have to take the first one. You know, that first one we can get any time, mm-hmm. whether it be 5 seconds in the shot clock, 10 seconds in the shot clock. if we move that ball a few more times and make a few more passes, that second or third shot's going to be much more open than that first one. And so that's just kind of where we're at right now, is figuring out, hey, when is the right time? Time and score, you know, are we up 10 with 2 minutes left? Should we be taking those? And so it's just a process. But my philosophy is, you know, sure, if you're open, you've got to have the confidence to knock it down. But you still have to obviously know where we're at within a game, what the game is, how the game flow is going, all that stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it on the back end, but our guys are doing a great job adjusting.
And that time aspect, too, have you noticed much changes with your up-and-down style? Probably hasn't affected too much, but have you noticed anything that's helped you or hindered you with the shot clock this year?
I don't think so, honestly. You know, when we have closer games, I think it matters more. Like, specifically, I'm thinking of the Western Dubuque game, you know. Mm-hmm. You're trying to keep a lead, and it's like, hey, you know, we want to burn some clock, but we don't want to turn it over. So it's like, hey, it's got to be a great shot. You know, it's got to be a layup, or you can't have anybody within 10 feet of you, kind of a thing. So we haven't noticed it a ton. You know, we've gotten some stops on the defensive end, which, I mean, when you play 35 seconds of really good defense and you don't let them get up a shot, or it forces a shot clock violation, it's a huge momentum builder for your program. And just defensively, your kids continue to work hard. So a lot of it, we haven't really noticed it much, but I'm sure as the year goes on, we'll find ways to continue to notice it, and teams will adjust.
And then last night, coming back home with Vinton Schelsberg inside Seedorf Gymnasium, able to take down the Vikings for the second time of the season, this time last night, 59-38. Talk about what you're happy about with your play. It wasn't the prettiest of games, didn't shoot the best, but got more to fall than they did, and your defense did a good job, huh?
Yeah, once again, limiting to a team to 14 in the first half is going to put you out to a lead with a lot of in a lot of games, no matter who you're playing. So that was a really positive thing. And then early in the game, we did a really good job of running the floor. Missed some easy bunnies in transition, but high school kids are going to do that. College kids are going to do that. Professional athletes are going to do that. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, as a coaching staff, we can be upset about, but at the same time, it's like, well, you know, they're high school kids. They're going to miss some of these shots. You can't expect them to make everything on the planet. If that were the case, you know, there'd be a lot of really, really, really good basketball teams. And unfortunately, there just aren't. But I thought that, you know, we played tough and we battled. You know, they had it to 7 with 5 minutes to go. And then all of a sudden it was bang. Wasn't even close again, just kind of because we ran away with it. We started making some of our open shots. And, you know, when things aren't falling, we did a good job of getting to in the second half specifically. Did a good job of getting to the rim, jump stop, get him in the air, get to the foul line. So shot 11 free throws, which for us is quite a few. We don't get to the foul line a ton, so that's good progress as well.
Indeed, and now head back on the road after a couple days of practice, fine-tuning, and getting ready for Independence, a Mustang team that is 3-2. What have you seen so far, and what do you know about Coach Beatty and company?
Yeah, they're young. They start four juniors and a senior. So it'll be a little bit of a, you know, we've got a little bit of age over them. They've had a couple of tough ones their last two. So they're going to be fired up. You know, it's a rivalry game, just 30 minutes down the road, if that. So it's going to be a awesome atmosphere for a Friday night. You know, we just got to bring it right from the tip, which we've been doing a much better job of recently. And, you know, if we get out to an early lead, we got to keep it and continue to put our foot to the pedal and just continue to make that lead go bigger and bigger. So just looking to get better every night, kind of our big thing right now. And if we continue to do that, we're going to be on a really positive ending spot by the end of the year.
We will see you in Independence on Friday night, Coach. Good luck prepping for that game. We'll see you over there. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a good week until then.
Thanks, John.
Drake Skurring, head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball team, here on the program. We'll get to more coaches. We continue along. It's the KMCH Sports Zone on a Wednesday night, right here for Mix 94.7 and KMCH.com.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Kraus, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in Red Power.
Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
KMC Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night, 6:37 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH. 42 degrees downtown Manchester. No wind to speak of at this time. John Swisher back with you. West Delaware girls basketball coach Brad Rubina joins me now on the line as the Hawks are 1-5, 1-1 in WAMAC conference play. And since we last talked, three games, Benton Community on Friday night, a 12-point loss at home, 15-point loss to Dubuque Wallert on Saturday afternoon over at Loras College, and then a 15-point deficit to Vinton Shelsburg last night in Vinton. As the same kind of recipe here, all three good teams, Brad, and just team just kind of wearing down and not able to play complete quarters, not able to consistently put things together, unfortunately. But early in the season here, good learning experiences for your mostly younger squad.
Yeah, we the first of the season, we started off games that we couldn't get going. It took us a while to get going, and then we came on strong at the end. Well, we figured out a way here to get started. We're just having trouble through the middle. We're starting and finishing okay. There's just spots in the middle where we're kind of losing focus and giving up too many points.
And then the ball bounces the other team's way. They get some shots, get some breaks. It's all the flow of the game. And then not be able to take care of the ball the best that you want to. Too many turnovers again last night, 22. You're able to limit to 14 on the Friday. And then Saturday wasn't too bad against Waller. But it's just when that turnover bug gets you, it can bite hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's been an Achilles heel for us. And to the credit of Ben Shelsberg's defense, they were pretty salty last night. So they forced a bunch of them, and of course a few of them were unforced. But the number is higher than we'd like to see it, definitely.
And talk about some positives now, some things that you have done good against these three teams the last three games here, Friday, Saturday, and last night.
Well, Friday night against Benton, they're probably the best team we've seen this year, and I felt we had our best performance against them, even in the loss. They're a really good team. They've got a really nice player that we held to their average, I'd say, but overall it was just about as good as we could play. It would have been nice to get a few more buckets in and a few more points, but we played really well that night.
And then Dubuque Wallert on Saturday, again, flashes of good team play, taking care of the ball, getting good looks. That was a good thing to see on Saturday against a Wallert team.
Yeah, we thought, now, you get done with a game like that on Friday night and the emotion and the energy you burn, we thought it might be a little bit tough bouncing back. But we came out fine and, again, just kind of hit a hiccup in the middle of the game. And we did have some sickness going through the team. I don't know if that didn't help us recover quite as well as we would have liked to, but we just hit a speed bump again, and kind of did the same thing last night.
And that last night, that first half, though, that's the kind of performance that you want to bottle. Kids are playing hard, good shot selection, taking care of the ball for the most part, and that's the kind of thing that you would like to see going forward here.
Definitely. It was an electric atmosphere, and the girls were playing well, and the bench was all into the game. Everybody was playing their role quite well.
Now you have just two games remaining in this half of the year's schedule with Independence and Marion. A good thing you don't have to travel. Both games at home inside Seedorf Gymnasium as you get ready for Independence and Marion here.
Yeah, it'll be good to be at home again. There's nothing like Seedorf Gym, I'll tell you. It just seems like the ball tends to bounce your way more often than not when you're at home.
Indeed. And how much do you know about Independence so far?
We've watched them on film. They're young as well, I believe. Coach Conrad, who used to coach here, is over there coaching, and I'm sure he'll have some surprises for us, and we hope to have a couple for him as well.
Indeed. And then Marion will round things out on Tuesday night at home. That'll be on the KMC Sports video stream next Tuesday night with Bill and Roger. As thanks for your time, as always, Coach. We will see you down the road, but happy holidays. It's our final show of the 22 portion of the show, and have a safe and good weekend.
Thank you. You too, John.
Brad Wubina, head coach of the West Delaware Girls basketball program here at 6:42 on this Wednesday night. As we will continue along, more coaches to get to, and we'll continue with that next right here from KMCH Sports.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call in a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
6:45, 42 degrees, downtown Manchester. John Swisher back with you. KMC Sports Zone brought to you by the KMC Sports Boosters here on a Wednesday night. Eric Connors, the head coach of Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program, as the Wildcats are off to a 4-2 start overall, 3-1 in the West Division of the Tri-Rivers Conference. As since we last talked, three games and a 2-1 record for Mack Valley, as it started last Thursday. The makeup contest down in Clinton fell to Clinton Prince of Peace, 52-49. Coach, we start with that one, a tough three-point loss for your team. The first real close game down to the wire anyway, and not coming out in your favor, unfortunately. Talk about how that game went.
Yeah, anytime you take that long trip down to Clinton and play on a Thursday night, you know, that's not ideal for us. And being the third game of the week, we knew that there was going to be some adversity and some stuff we were going to have to battle through. So Prince of Peace has a very nice team, and we kind of got or knew about them, obviously, from last year's team, what they were returning. And they're just athletic, really, really athletic, and they got some really good guards that can push the tempo and kind of create for their team. So we knew we were going to you know, have to play our best basketball to go down there and be able to compete. And kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start, but battled back. And then you could just kind of tell in the third quarter, we felt the effects of it being our third game in the week. Lost our legs, didn't shoot that well, and I think we got in a 10-point hole heading into the fourth quarter. But, you know, I challenged our guys to, you know, have a little pride and just give us a chance in the fourth quarter to be able to, you know, make it a ball game and coach. And we kind of switched back and forth on defenses on them and confused them a little bit, and were able to make it a 2-point game. And fouled, they went 1-of-2 from the line, and 3-point game, and got the ball across half court with about 20 seconds left, and called a timeout and drew up a set and didn't really execute the way we wanted to, but got a look at a three and. You know, things didn't fall for us, but you know, like we said to the guys after the game, we're facing a good team. We knew that, and I really don't know if Prince of Peace knows how good they are, because they're kind of young and inexperienced and kind of unorthodox a little bit. But they're going to compete for the conference title on that side of our conference. So, you know, we told our guys to remember what and take things away and be able to remember some things from that game that later in the season to help us kind of take that next step against some teams that we're going to need to beat on our side to be able to compete, you know.
All about learning experiences still right now. With a fairly young team for yourselves, a few guys with the varsity experience last year, but in different roles, with Avery leading the way, of course, but those other guys settling into roles where now they have to step up, and they're going to be depend upon of trying to provide the offense and the defense every night out. So just trying to settle in and learn your role and accept your role. That's the part of the process here early on in the season.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Avery's playing at a very, very high level right now. You know, he's averaging 18.8, almost 19 points a game for us. He's had three of our six games. He's had over 20 points. And, you know, we'll talk about Starmont here in a second, but he had 27 on Saturday against Starmont. So just playing at a very, very high level right now. And just that you can see he's kind of embraced that senior leadership role, being more vocal and just being really positive with our guys, but knowing – too, when they need to, some of the younger guys need to have their butts chewed. That it's kind of nice that I don't have to do that all the time. That he can kind of be that on-court coach, and it's just been really, really cool to see him step into that role, that senior leadership role. And you know, we knew we were going to get that out of Avery this year. He's a great kid and just an incredible basketball player when he's playing well like this.
Indeed, kind of a kid you want as a leader for sure on your team. And you talked about the out of routine week continued for your team because Starmont not having school on Friday. Those games are pushed back to Saturday, late afternoon, early evening at home in Delhi, and you're able to take down the Stars 89-37. So out of routine Saturday, you never know how the kids are going to come out with a whole day off. I know you get them out of bed and shoot around and practice if you can, and walk through if you will, if you can, but still out of routine, and the first time your kids have faced that here so far, I believe.
Yeah, for sure, and that's what we kind of said to our guys. We got a chance to practice on Friday, which was nice, especially being able to not have a Wednesday practice where we had to be out of there by a specific time or whatever. But, you know, we told them that we had every possibility of adversity thrown at us so far that we could think of in terms of rescheduling. So, you know, it's nice to see our guys bounce back. And actually, we're trying to find time to play the games. Struggle to find officials for Saturday's game, so we ended up having to play it. Varsity girls started at 9:30, so we lost a JV game that we're going to try to reschedule or make up with somebody else so that our younger guys can get a chance to play and not lose that opportunity. But, you know, being out of routine like that, you know, like you said, you just never know what you're going to get out of your guys, and, you know, especially being that early, it almost kind of had a scrimmage-type feel, like an early the season or a Christmas scrimmage. But our guys came out ready to play right away, and I was really happy and with how they played, you know, mainly offensively. We broke a school record, made 15 threes. Our previous school record was 14. So made 15 threes and you know, scored 89 points. Just played really, really well offensively. As I said earlier, kind of Avery got us going. He had 6 threes in the first half. So, and again, it just when he's playing at this level and shooting the ball that confidently, he's a really, really tough guard. And, you know, him being able to break a guy down off the dribble and having to have a defender help, or, you know, even if you're playing against a zone, him being able to get into the lane and get in inside the defense like that just opens somebody else up too. So, you know, being able to carry that momentum from the things that we learned from that fourth quarter into Saturday was nice to see the guys bounce back from that tough loss against Prince of Peace.
And you did it again last night, not to the offensive extreme, but pretty close, 77 points against Springville on the road at McEvick Gym last night, beating the Orioles 77-48. And same sort of recipe, offense and defense both clicking. Did it start early on?
Yeah, we did. It was tied 15-15 at the end of the first quarter, and you know, kind of being the on-court coach that I told you Avery was, he came off and you could just hear him talking to the guys saying, you know, they had about four baskets that were just kind of garbage-type baskets. Two of them were, or one of them was a banked-in three, and the other three were kind of off-balance banked-in shots that, you know, like I said to our guys at the end of the first quarter, those are kind of shots that fall when you're on your home court and you're playing with confidence like Springville did, and you got to give them credit the way they came out. You know, they're 0-5. They're a young team. They're, you know, facing some adversity as well with guys being thrust into roles that probably aren't ready. But they came out ready to play. Kind of took it right at us. And you know, I told our guys at halftime that if we score 15 points every quarter, that's 60 points a game. And our goal is, as a defensive team, is to hold teams under 40. So if we do that and meet our goal defensively, we still are on the right side of the scoreboard with a 20-point win. So I felt like 15 points defensively in that quarter was too many points to give up. But, you know, outside of that, our guys responded really well. We were able to play a little bit of a different defense in the second quarter and held Springville to 4 points in that second quarter, just kind of pulled away and continued to have a good second half. Lance McShane, I think, had his first career double-double. He had 18 and 10. Had a really, really good second half for us. Avery hit 20 again last night. And then the other kind of unnoticeable, TJ Cook did not shoot the ball well. He went 0-4 from the free throw line, which is really, really just kind of unheard of from him. He's a good shooter, but he scored 9, ended up having 7 assists, and also had 7 steals. So being the leader of our defense out front when we decided to go 1-3-1, it was nice to see him, you know. And he was just completely drained. You could tell after the game because he was busting his butt on defense. But, you know, him having those steals, and then you could tell when he had those steals, he was looking up the floor with those assists as well. And being able to score in transition, you know, allowed us to jump out to that lead in the second quarter and just kind of dominate the second half.
Part of that leadership process that we talked about earlier is kids growing up on the run and realizing varsity basketball is at a different level and keeping the emotions in check and not getting too high or too low when things don't go your way, officials, whatever, that you can't control. And I know that's all part of your process for you and Coach Cass, that you've been around the game a long time, of controlling what you can and stay within yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of the younger guys, we're kind of playing a 6 or 7 man rotation right now, and hopefully, you know, some of the younger guys that are continuing to work in practice are going to be able to learn those things on the fly in JV games and varsity games, and just keep grinding and try to build a little bit of depth here as we head into Christmas. But, you know, we get another chance tomorrow night at Edco, or against Edco, on our senior night home floor, to be able to end up with a winning week for us. So that's our goal. Not tomorrow night, sorry, Friday night. Mm-hmm. That's our goal heading into practice tomorrow to get ready for Edco, and hopefully end up with a winning week
at home against Edco, and then closing out the new year, old year, I should say, coming up on Tuesday night as you travel to North Lynn. So good luck getting ready for both of those games, and we'll talk to you after the new year. Have a happy holidays, a safe time for you and your family and your basketball family as well. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yeah, you as well, Swish. Thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Eric Cotter, the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program here on the Sports Zone on a Wednesday night. We will continue with more right after this from KMCH Sports.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Almost straight up 7 o'clock here at Mix 94.7 KMCH, 42 degrees, downtown Manchester. And this Wednesday night, KMCH Sports Zone continues on. John Swisher along with you. Nate McMullen is the head coach of the Cascade Cougar Boys, as the Cougars are 4-1 overall, same record in the River Valley Conference so far, with wins over West Liberty, Maquoketa, Northeast, Durant, and the only loss coming last night to the Panthers of Monticello. As we take a look at the last few games since we last talked to Coach, we go to Friday night as you travel down to Goose Lake, taking on the Rebels of Northeast, and taking down the Rebels 49-27. So coming out on the road, it was your second real road game here. You never know how your team's going to come out on a Friday night on the road. The trip down to Goose Lake and seemed pretty fared pretty well against Northeast.
Yeah, we played well. You know, kind of we got a big big quarter there in the third with putting up 21 points, but, you know, slow start, 11-5 at the end of the first. Then, you know, they went a little 1-2-2 zone and things like that. But, you know, our goal right away is always, you know, 60 minutes, get back to lead. And we were able to do that. Then we made some second-half adjustments and ended up, you know, obviously coming out on top 49-27.
And then, just as I said about you never know with road trips sometimes, you never know with Saturday games, out of routine a little bit, waiting around. I believe the girls started around 2 o'clock, so a 3:30, 4 o'clock start time for your game. But it looked like you had not many issues with Durant as the final score, 73-36. Talk about how that game went down.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround, and kind of like you said, you know, any road game is a good one in our conference on Friday night, but then all of a sudden you got a quick turnaround, and, you know, we came out, you know, first quarter, they actually, Durant outscored us 17-15, but again, big second quarter for us, and then that's kind of, the guys got challenged a little bit in the end of the first quarter to, and we just talked about our basic defensively, and then, you know, came out in the second quarter. We put up 23 points, and we held them to 7. And then, again, we talk about it again at halftime. We come out, we give up 4 points in the third quarter and 4 points in the fourth quarter, or excuse me, 8 points in the fourth quarter, and then coming out on top 73-36. So overall, you know, it was a good win for us, and it's nice to see after a quick turnaround like that. You know, we had four guys in double figures. That game, Cass Hoffman had 11. Nathan Shockmill had 17. Cooper Hummel had 13. And then Cole McDermott had 16. So, you know, it's nice to get scoring from a lot of different guys. And then, you know, other guys are just stepping up when they need to. And, you know, playing hard defensively is kind of our calling card. So.
Great confidence and momentum at 4-0 heading into a game with Monticello last night. And not that you overlook any opponent, of course, in this conference, but you know with Monticello the success they've had and how well you know them, how well your kids know them. It's a different level when you play Monticello, and you knew you'd have to be ready taking the trip down, the short 12-minute trip down Highway 151 to take on the Panthers. You knew it was going to be a battle last night. And talk about how that game started out.
Monticello's well coached, too. You know, Tim does a great job over there. And, you know, the end of the first quarter, we're hanging around. You know, it's 19-15 at the end of the first. You know, we're down 7 at halftime. So, again, it's extremely doable. And then, you know, that second half, we talked about it at the end of the game where it's just, you know, we kind of it's the competing part throughout the entire game. We talk about 32 minutes in each possession mattering. And I always think, you know, we're starting three sophomores, a junior and a senior, so we are going to take a lump here and there, but it's all about a response after a game like that. And I thought tonight, I thought we had a really, really good practice. The guys came in, they're locked in, they're focused, watched a little film, and, you know, that's the biggest part is how do you respond after games like those. And I thought, you know, our response tonight was pretty good for us moving forward for Friday.
So some things to definitely learn from and take away from as you move on to getting ready for Comanche Friday night and get to come back home to take on the Storm.
Yeah, you know, Comanche is a good team too. They're sitting at 4-1 in the conference, and they're a big team. So, you know, we gotta get back to doing the things that we do defensively, and that kind of sparks our offense as well. You know, they got the Witt kid who's about 6'8". They got the Honecker kid who's about 6'7". So they're going to have some big presence inside. But like I tell the kids all the time is, you know, if you box out, it's hard to jump over people. So, you know, it's getting back to the basics and giving us a chance to win at the defensive end.
Yeah, I just talked to Eric Connor, coach at Mac Valley Boys, about the same situation I'm going to ask you about here with only a couple of kids had varsity experience coming back from last year's team. So your kids are settling into the varsity level and also fitting into new roles. Maybe they haven't been asked to play before or maybe they're expected a little bit different this year. How's that process gone so far?
It's been well. You know,
and that's the thing, too. It's coming back. You had McDermott. You have Huffman. And, you know, Jackson Laurent started the last four games for us last year, so he kind of got his feet wet a little bit. So, you know, for Nathan, Shockmail, you know, for Cooper, and even, you know, Quinn Casey and Mick Huffman, it's a different speed. You know, that's what varsity level basketball is. But, you know, once you settle it down, once you just play kind of where your feet are and play in the moment, then, you know, everything kind of just takes care of itself. But like I said, you know, they're young. We're a younger team than we normally are. So making these quick reads and learning as we go, obviously you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. And that's kind of what we're moving towards, just to get ready to go. So they're doing well. I'm happy with the progress that we've made. But again, we're not where we need to be. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part about, you know, playing two games a week and just kind of seeing where your progression takes you.
Another factor of that varsity level is having other guys who have played there and senior leadership, junior leadership, provide that on the court that you can't do as much from the sideline. You don't only do so much from the sideline that those other kids who have been there can help out on the court. How have you seen that in even practice take shape?
Yeah, you know, McDermott and Cass Huffman are our two captains, and I think they do a really good job of leading by example. You know, Cole is the verbal quarterback of our defense, and he's got to know exactly where everyone is, and he's got to talk about that. And, you know, he gets on guys a little bit when he needs to, and it's good to see the younger guys respond the way that they do. And, you know, even, you know, Cass Huffman, I think he's averaging maybe 8 a game, but he's got to handle the ball for the 90% of our offense, and he's done a great job with it. You know, Peterson guarded him last night; he only had 2 turnovers. So it's leading by example and pushing the younger guys ahead, kind of a little quicker than what we hope. But you know, it is what it is when it comes down to it, and we just got to compete at a high level.
No doubt about it. As you get ready, as you talked about, for Comanche at home on Friday, and then another rival game with Beckman coming up in Dyersville on Tuesday night. Best of luck with both of those games. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we will talk to you down the road here. Thanks for your time as always, Coach.
Thanks, Wish.
Nate McMullen, head coach of the Cascade Boys on the basketball program here on the show tonight, 7:08 here on the KMCH Sports Zone. We will continue on. More coaches to get to for the next almost hour. And then at 8 o'clock, it'll be Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes and the voice of the Hawks, Gary Dolphin, coming up at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9:30, as usual, here on a Wednesday night. We're back with more of the Sports Zone after this from KMCH Sports.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
.713 now here on this Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you, KMC Sports Zone. Mike Hilmer is the head coach of the Northland Boys, ranked number 3 in Class 1A, 6-0 record overall, 3-0 in the Tri-Rivers Conference out of the West Division. As since we last talked, a couple more W's for Northland as we start with the closest game of the season so far, able to edge Alburnett 58-56 on the road on a Friday night against Coach Christofferson and company. We've talked about last week the battles you've had with them over the years as they've always had competitive teams for the most part and can play you guys tough, and it happened again on Friday night, but your team was able to get out of there with a win as didn't particularly play maybe the way you wanted it to, but always find a way to win that always feels good about your team.
Yeah, you know, I said it to the newspaper too, Jeff and I are the dinosaurs of the league, so every play that we've run in the last 20 years he has on paper, and every play he's run in the last 20 years we have on paper, so it's always a tough matchup offensively because everybody knows exactly what you're trying to do and strengths, weaknesses, and that kind of stuff. And we had a couple kids under the weather. They all played, and I thought played pretty well for not feeling well before the game. But, you know, after watching some film and things like that, we made a lot of mental mistakes, especially at the end of the court. And, you know, that happens when you got some young kids playing and some kids that haven't played, you know, a lot of RC action that doesn't really show up until you're in a cold scheme. So we were really, really fortunate to play a nice game for Alburnett, and you know, we just somehow found a way to have enough points at the end to escape with a win.
And those learning experiences in tight games can only help you for down the road. So good to see that part of it anyway. But be able to step up and find the way. What else were you happy about with your team? The positives that you can take out of there?
Well, you know, some of the things that we talked about, we always talk about the little things when games. And we did such a nice job on defending their out-of-bounds plays. I don't think we gave up any points, and that was something that was a strength of theirs. We even got a couple of five-second counts, so that was a huge thing we could take away. I thought, for the most part, we, you know, at some points in the game, we ran our offense fairly well, you know, moving the ball and doing stuff that wasn't necessarily scripted. So Tate Hagenberry did a nice job for us, hit a couple three-pointers that were key in the game. So, you know, we did some nice things. It's just, you know, as we tell the kids, the physical mistakes aren't what lose basketball games, the mental mistakes. And so, you know, if we switch defenses and one guy forgets, or we're supposed to be in help position and one guy isn't, you know, those are almost sure to give up points against a good team, and that proved to be true Friday night.
Indeed, and we talked about your team going to have to take a lot of shots from other teams here with a target on your back of how much success you've had here. So, you know, there's a few more of these out here possibly in this league this year. And you talked about the mental part of it. Physically and mentally, you got to be ready each night out.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one thing we really focused on after Friday night is, you know, I told the kids, I said, if there was a team ready to play, it was Elbernett. You know, they were in the right spot defensively all night long. They handled the pressure all night long. You could tell that, you know, they were more mentally prepared for the game. They played with more intensity. They played with more smarts. They communicated, you know, louder. So those are things we all talked about on Monday before we practiced. And, you know, we just decided, we can't tolerate that not happening in practice anymore. We got to work harder. I thought, went home, told my wife, I think we had our best day of practice we've had all year on Monday, and no doubt the first half against Central City was probably the best half of basketball we played all season long. So, you know, there is a correlation between how you practice and how you prepare and how you perform, and sometimes it takes kids a while to figure that out, especially younger kids.
A learning experience in that aspect too, as you came out and took down Central City at home 95-30 as you jumped on them right from the get, huh?
Yeah, you know, we came out and played really good defense, and, you know, didn't give up any of the easy baskets like we did a little bit at Elbernett. And I thought we're really locked in defensively. We closed out well. We guarded the basketball well. We forced a ton of tough shots, you know, for Central City. So really felt like that was our best half of the season. And it's not very often you go into the locker room at halftime and you're trying to search for things to say. Usually you got plenty to say, but I thought they did a great job, excellent job of coming back, good leadership by Ben and Tate for leading our team on Monday in practice and had them ready to go in the locker room. And, you know, we came out, and one of the things I said I love the most about that is we were heading in at half, and I looked up at the board, and our scoring was like 14-14, 14-12-6 or something like that, which is, you know, just shows that we're doing things the right way and playing good team ball.
And you have a good amount of varsity experience coming back, some other younger guys stepping in, filling new roles. Talk about how that situation's gone of kids just stepping in and trying to do things and kind of learning on the run as you go, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that a little bit last week with, you know, Mason Beshen. He didn't play a JV season last year because we couldn't afford him to get hurt. He was our sixth man, you know, missed a little bit of playing time because he didn't get as probably as many minutes as he would like to on the varsity. You know, he's learning on the go. It's his first year having to be, you know, in charge of the team, be the point guard and that kind of thing. And he's really come on strong here the last couple of games, especially Tuesday night. And then, you know, Ty Fluhop, you know, he's learning to, you know, he was a terror on the JV squad last year, and he's learning to play against a little bit bigger and stronger kids and doing a really good job. So, you know, they're getting a little bit better. And then, you know, our guys subbing in to the game are, you know, well, Brecken Wietenbender, he's our fifth starter, and he's been doing a great job and slowly progressing and learning. He's been a real pleasant surprise with the way he's played this year, and, you know, hasn't necessarily shot the ball particularly well, but he's going to do better and better as the season goes on, because he never misses in practice. And then we got our three subs. We have one junior and two sophomores that sub in. Jake Van Etten has been doing a great job on the boards, you know, working on learning to finish a little bit stronger and helping us offensively. He's a great player defensively and hustle-wise for us. Cole Griffiths been doing a great job as a backup point guard and coming in and giving us some minutes at the guard court. And then Drew Reese got a lot of natural talent, and he's been coming in and doing a great job for us and scoring some points. So, you know, all of those guys, and we got guys right behind them that are, you know, equally as good. So it's kind of nice to watch them kind of progress together and kind of see their progress as the season unfolds.
Indeed, and East Buchanan on the docket coming up on Friday on the road in Epworth and Winthrop, I should say. And then next Tuesday, you'll round things out at home as you welcome in Maquoketa Valley. So two more games in the TRC grind here before the new year, and you get a little bit of a break.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, both those games. You know, I know Mac Valley had some sickness early in the year, and they're kind of getting that shook off and getting the rust, you know, shaken off, and they're playing a lot better recently. And we had a little bit of a celebration for our, we're going to kind of honor our state champion team from last year between games that night, and we got youth basketball night that night as well. So during girls halftime, so we got a lot of stuff going on. Should be a big crowd. It's always a nice rivalry against Maquoketa Valley. They're always well coached, and it's always a battle when we go against them. And then heading up to Winthrop, you know, they got a new coach this year. He's been doing a good job, and you know, and watching film, they do a lot of good things and a lot of things the right way. So we'll have to be prepared just like we were Tuesday night if we want to come out with two wins.
No doubt. Give us a Sun update with Jake in Austin. Oh, Jake got a player of the week here a week or two ago at Upper Iowa for basketball. How are both the Suns doing?
Oh, they're doing great. Like Jake hit a last-second shot against Winona. I think they were down 9 with 39 seconds to go, and they ended up winning that game. Just everything fell right for us the last few minutes, and they went down to Daytona Beach and had a couple nice games down there. So he was the D2 player of the week throughout the nation. And then just recently, Austin got his first start last weekend, got to start both games Friday and Saturday. And he's doing a great job fulfilling his role up there, and it was pretty cool to see a D2 school win two games in a row on a weekend and see three kids from 1A schools in the Tri-Rivers starting out of the five starters. We had Austin, Jake, and Nick Reed, so it was kind of neat to see that. And, you know, not only see them starting, but the fact that we were good enough to win both those games as well was pretty cool.
That's great. Another great representation of the Tri-Rivers Conference, one of the best small school conferences, of course, in the state. All right, Coach, thanks for your time. This is our last show before the break, so happy holidays to you and your family and the basketball family as well. Stay safe. We'll talk to you after New Year. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right. Happy holidays to you too, John. Thanks a lot.
You betcha. Mike Helmer, the head coach of the Northland Boys here on the program at 722. We continue on. More coaches to get to on this Wednesday night right here in KMCH Sports.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Are you tired of illness, chronic fatigue, weight gain, and hormone fluctuations? Hi, this is Mindy Jackson, family nurse practitioner and owner of Velturity Healthcare and Wellness Clinic in Manchester, where we provide more than just compassionate healthcare, we provide life care.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Bob Steven Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Steven Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Phil from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ed Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in Red Power.
Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
.728 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH, 41 degrees, downtown Manchester, light winds from the southwest, 3 miles per hour on this Wednesday night. KMCH Sports Zone continuing on, another almost half hour of it. 8 o'clock, it's Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team, getting ready for a non-conference tilt against Southeast Missouri State coming up on Saturday night inside Carver. The voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, and Coach McCaffrey and Bobby Hansen have Hawk Talk at 8 o'clock until 9:30 tonight coming up on KMCH. Right now, it's Justin Olin, the head coach of the Edco boys basketball program, as the Vikings off to an 0-6 start, 0-2 in the Tri-Rivers Conference. As since we last talked, a few games here, Coach, we will dissect a few of these as MFL Marmac, North Lynn, Central City, 67-38 back on last Friday. And then last night, it was a 68-42 game. Let's start with that Central City contest on Friday night as you traveled down there, and the Wildcats unfortunately got the best of you.
Yeah, they're much improved. They returned pretty much their whole team, so they're pretty varsity savvy, pretty experienced. We were a little bit shorthanded when we haven't been at full strength yet here. So, I was really happy with the guys. They really put together a nice ball game. Like, showed a lot of improvement. Where we were doing a lot of the things that we preached kind of up till that point, after learning from the first few games of the year and getting a chance to practice and kind of iron some things out. And I thought the guys did a nice job of, putting those guys, implementing those things into the game, and, a whole new group of guys playing together, learning how to play with each other, and came out well. First half battled, and just Central State just here and there just put on a small 8-0 run or 6-2 run and it just kind of built through the game. I never felt that they just got the best of us. We just at times turned the ball over in some spots that were crucial, and those add up over time with a young team. We just got to learn to take care of the ball a little better and limit some of those self-errors and continue to close that gap. And they're coming along. We're learning, we're getting better each week, and that's what I want to see.
You talked about very young squad from a team that was 21-4 last year, so a lot of kids that don't have varsity experience trying to settle into new roles, trying to learn to play on the run, as we've talked about with a few other coaches, on the run at the varsity level, not an easy thing to do, and that's what your kids are having to do right now.
Yeah, it sure is, and this is the heaviest before Christmas break schedule that we've had since I've been here. And this is my 15th year, and normally I have like 7, maybe 8 games before, and we got a 10-game slate before Christmas break. And with a team this new to the varsity ball game, and those extra dates add up quick and eat into that preparation time. So it has been a lot of on the fly. Really happy with how the kids, every time we get a chance, they want to learn, they want to get better. And we talk about it just being just that process, believe in the process, buy into the process, and each day just get a little bit better, put a few more things together, and keep stacking them on when we compete. And the last game, I really felt we played a really nice first half, and we were in massive foul trouble in the first half, a little shorthanded again, had a sick kid that in our main rotation not there, and the guys battled. We were down 11 at halftime with guys sitting with three fouls, four fouls, and one of them, and that was the first full half that we put together so far this year, and then the foul trouble and just not having our full ref core players kind of put us at a little bit disadvantage the second half, and they were able to kind of widen the margin and get us by a little more than what it could have been, I feel. But they did a nice job. They played us tough.
Definitely makes a difference. And last night, that 68-42 final for East Buchanan. You've been through some years like this before where it's a lot of growing and improving and getting better and just going through a season. And for you, it's staying positive. And like you said, trust the process. And that's something that these kids have to believe in right now.
Oh yeah, and we're dead honest with them. I mean, there's no use of not being honest. Kids see right through that in a hurry. We know it's going to be challenging playing in the Tri Rivers with experienced coaching and some really great basketball teams in our area. And our non conference goes up into the Upper Iowa with some really nice ball clubs up there too. So I mean, our schedule's loaded with talent and. I mean, it's a baptism by fire part for these guys, but we just keep we're just going to keep improving and putting things together and see where we get to by the end of January and February. And as long as we're working hard and doing the right things, the winning and losing will take care of itself. And as long as we're doing those things at our best level, we can be we'll be pretty satisfied with the results. And so far, I've seen them continually improve each week, like kind of leaps and bounds and stuff. So that's cool to see. out of the squad, and you know, we'll keep at it like we always do.
Indeed, and getting ready for three more games coming up here four more games coming up before the end of the 22 campaign, as you'll have Clayton Ridge on the road. That's tomorrow night, and then Mack Valley on Friday night in Delhi, hosting Central Cater and Starmont on Monday and Tuesday. So as you talked about, the front load of a schedule here, and some coaches like this of getting games in when the weather maybe will be nicer, so you don't have to pack everything together in January. And plus, if you have any Mother Nature impacted games, you have to find makeup dates for. This is one benefit to the schedule, but I know it's not always easy going through it, especially the level of competition you're facing here lately. But four more games to go here before the break.
Yeah, it's, you know, busy. Today we prep for four teams, you know, in one practice. So, I mean, and these guys are doing a great job of, you know, keep, you know, wanting to come, wanting to work, wanting to learn. And, you know, we're just trying to do what we can to, you know, keep moving forward in that process. And, you know, we got some good matchups for us. We feel that'll, you know, they'll definitely test us and see how that process has been working and see where we're improving, where we need to continue to work. But, you know, as far as scheduling, you know, last year with a 21-14, you know, 10 games wouldn't have been too big a deal being a veteran squad with how many seniors we had. And, you know, this year I've just been kind of having to learn by the seat of the pants, sometimes in timeout, sometimes at halftime of, hey, this is the adjustments we got to make. And the kids really made conscientious effort to do those things and really do their best at it. And I mean, I can't ask for more from them.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you in those games to go. This is our final show of the first half of the season here. So happy holidays to you and your family. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you after the New Year breaks. All right, take care. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Swish. Thank you. Have good holidays to yourself.
Absolutely. Justin Olin, the head coach of the Edco Viking boys basketball program here on the show. A few more coaches to get to here on this Wednesday night. 7:36 here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borick, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
.740 now here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Sports Zone continues. John Swisher along with you. Time to talk to Brian Wheatley, the head coach of the Northland girls basketball team. It's 7-0, 4-0. The Lynx are in the Tri-Rivers West Division as a couple more games since we last talked. As Friday night, Albernette was the opponent, able to take down the Pirates by the score of 63-44 as your team came out and got it done against an improving team who came off a good win last Tuesday over Maquoketa Valley. So your girls were fully impressed upon that of knowing what they had to do, come out, and Albernette's an improved team, and they came out and took care of business, it seemed like.
But yeah, you hit it on the head there. Albernette is definitely an improved team, and Coach Drawn there is doing a nice job with that group of kids. And, they got some athletic kids that play hard. I thought we played pretty well. I think we were ahead 12 or 13 at half. I just told Coach Gedkin at half, I'm like, man, I feel like we're playing, better than only being ahead by 12 or 13 or whatever. But we missed some shots around the basket, way too many for our liking. I guess you can look at that a couple different ways. We did a lot of things right to get those shots. We moved the ball well. We ran the floor hard. We just got to do a better job of finishing those, and the kids know it. And really worked hard on that yesterday in practice. That's something that'll get better and continue to get better. We're not the biggest team in the world, so we got to be able to finish with some bigger bodies around us sometimes. So overall, I thought we did a good job. I think we had the lead stretch to 26 late in that game, and then they hit a few buckets at the end. But good win for us. Like you said, they were coming off a really nice win in their previous game. So the gym was packed. I think Coach Ilmer probably talked about that a little bit on the boys' side. Mm-hmm. It's a good atmosphere and happy to come out of there with a win.
And then last night, Central City, the opponent at home, 88-29, and a streak for you personally, a little under the weather, not able to make it last night, have to leave school early. 18 years since you missed the game last. That's pretty impressive. That's Cal Ripken-style stuff there.
Yeah. You know what? I thought I could try to make it through the day. Just got hit with some flu-like symptoms and was basically told you need to go home around noon. And, at the end of the day, that was probably the smartest thing. The last thing I want to do is contaminate any of our players or coaches. And, we always preach to the girls, if you're not feeling well, just stay home until you get better. So it's probably one of those deals I better practice what I preach. So it was tough. I hated missing it. And I knew the kids were in good hands with Coach Gedkin. And give a shout-out to Kyler Olson. He's our middle school coach, and he stepped up and helped KG keep track of some of the fouls and some of those little things. So, but ultimately the kids just did a great job. I told Coach Gedkin after the game I might have to miss more often. we had 60 points at halftime last night and made 9 three-pointers. So if I miss too many more, I might not be getting back. But they did a great job, and that's part of having an experienced group of kids like we have. They know how to play. They know what needs to be done, and they did a great job of that last night.
What do you like best about what this group's doing right now, playing together and doing a good job, 7-0 of a start, but it's more of how they get along together and how they're able to play and be coachable, I know, for you, and that's what you've tried to impress upon your kids year in, year out, no matter what team you have.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a great group. They're a lot of fun. And the thing I think that right now we're doing the best is just offensively we're really, really efficient. You know, we have so many kids that can hurt you, you know, from the outside, and got some kids really finishing around the basket, you know, taking it in off the drive. You know, we kind of run a 4-out type offense, and our senior Elise Ware has really played well. She's definitely an undersized post player, but, man, she's doing a great job finishing around the bucket for us. Just the way we share the ball. You know, I saw some stuff on Twitter about the assists, and we're right up toward class 1A in assists. And, you know, sometimes we're passing up a good shot to give somebody a great shot, and the kids understand that. And if you run the floor well and space the floor, it's really hard to guard when you got 3-4 perimeter shooters out there. So, you know, that's definitely our strength is our offense and the way we can put points on the board. But, you know, a lot of that honestly starts with our defense too. So we've done a good job putting pressure on teams and creating some easy baskets from our defense.
And you talked about that leadership earlier. How beneficial is that to have those girls on the floor, the Camerons, Macy, Ellie? Those girls have been through it and been around it, and it's so easy for them to know and react a lot. So, oh, yeah, we've been here before. We've seen this. And teach those younger girls and bring them along.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I left during the middle of the day and actually had a few. I had a high school study hall when I took off. A couple of the girls said, well, you got to get back. We need you. And I said, no, you don't. You guys know what to do. And like I said, I was right on that one. So they know what to do, and they understand the game. They're smart. And they honestly, they do a lot of stuff we can't teach them. You know, some of these kids have just played so much basketball from when they were little. They know when to cut, and they know where the other player is going to be. You know, it's something that they've done with each other hundreds and probably thousands of times. So, it's a fun group to coach. And, you know, that being said, we got other things, that we need to improve on too. You know, defensively sometimes, you know, some of our scores have been a little lopsided. You know, we'll pull off the press and things like that. Sometimes I feel our intensity level drops a little bit in the half court, defensively. And that's not something that you want to see. So, That's something we continue to work on, and some little things as far as our positioning and boxing out, things like that. But overall, I like where we're headed. And, you know, I told the girls the other night, you know, we always give them probably, they probably think we're telling them what they do wrong all the time. But I said, you know, that should be exciting. You're playing as well as you are right now and still have things you can improve on. So, you know, I think the sky's the limit for this group. We got to keep rolling and keep going in the right direction here.
Two more games to go before the break. East Buchanan on the road in Winthrop on Friday, then home against Maquoketa Valley on Tuesday. So getting through those two games healthy, staying not getting sick here, which has been going around, as you know, and getting to the break here is the name of the game right now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's a big thing. Keep everybody healthy. And we got two tough ones, you know, East Buchanan and then Maquoketa Valley rolling in next week. And two teams that know us very well and teams that we know very well and both really well coached. And we know those teams are going to come at us with everything they got. So, you know, we talk about all the time, we got to match that intensity of the teams that are coming into our place or if we travel to East Canada, whatever. So we got to be ready to go. We got to have a good day of practice tomorrow and hopefully we can finish the break strong here.
Indeed. All right. Get better yourself, and we will talk to you in the new year. This is our last show of the first half of the season. Coach, thanks for your time. As always, happy holidays to you and your family, and take care.
Yeah, same to you, Swift. Appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Brian Wheatley, the head coach for the Northland Girls basketball program here on the show. It's 7:48. Two more coaches to get to. Coach Lambert from Monticello, the boys basketball coach, 23 years. And Coach Mike Maloney, the boys coach at Beckman, coming up next here from KMCH Sports.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
.752 now here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Winding down another episode, the final one of 2022, KMCH Sports Zone. John Swisher, glad to have you along. Michael Maloney is the head coach of the Beckman Boys basketball program as the Blazers off to a start of 2-3 overall, 1-2 in the new River Valley Conference for them, the north side. As since we last talked for Beckman, a couple of closer losses as Northeast, that was the last win, and then Comanche on Friday, 47-35, hosted Comanche, and the Storm able to get the victory. Last night it was a 6-point loss to Maquoketa at home. We start with that game on Friday night, Coach. A 12-point loss to Comanche at home, and just didn't have it shooting-wise. Sometimes you have those nights for whatever reasons, and unfortunately it happened at your place in Dyersville against Comanche on Friday night.
Yeah, Comanche, they run a really, really big lineup. They started both Whit boys, 6'8", 6'7", and then they have the Damian Honecker, 6'6", kid. So they provide really unique matchups all across the board on the defensive end, and I thought we did a great job speeding them up the first half, got the game in our pace with some actual fast breaks, wide-open looks, and we couldn't get them to fall enough in the first half. I think we got up by 9 at halftime, and then to Comanche's credit, they mucked the game up a bunch in the second half, played a little bit slower. The whistles started to pile a little bit on just random things, and it just seemed like we couldn't get the flow back going and only scored 13 points that second half. Had a lot of open looks again, a lot of in and outs, and, you know, was tied with, I think, about 4 or 5 minutes to go, and Comanche made that run, and we had to get a little more risky, and they made their free throws coming in. I think they were about 42% from the free throw line. They finished, I think it was 18 for 20 or 16 for 18, something like that. It took their team total up to about 57%. So give them credit. They had a lot going on from the week before, and getting beat by Bellevue pretty handily. There was some guys out and sick and things like that. And so they came in hungry. We just didn't match that second half. And you know, we learned a valuable lesson. You can't let the offensive end dictate what we need to do on the defensive end. We lost one of our key guys to foul trouble, fouled out with about 4 minutes left, one of the key guys that gets our offense at least flowing, all moving, popping. It really showed down the stretch, and they stretched their lead out, made the free throws that they needed to. So you got to give them the credit.
Sure.
Obviously, it's really hard to rebound against three massively tall guys.
Indeed, and trying to move on last night to come back at home against Maquoketa, you know, a scrappy team, can shoot it well, has made three-pointers in a good success so far early on in this season, and unfortunately a six-point loss against Coach Hartman and company. Talk about how that game went down.
Yeah, you know, we played Maquoketa tight a couple years running now, and the last few years they've had these really good group. They're now juniors, and they're a really hungry group. They put a ton of work in the offseason, you can tell, and a couple of the seniors got a ton better. They spread you out five guards and shoot a lot of threes. I thought we did a great job early getting the game how we wanted to. We held them to one first half three on a lost coverage. But other than that, you know, we limited as much of the fast break as we could. They play pretty wild and crazy and try to get you playing that up-and-down pace. And the second half, we kind of fell into some of that. And when we were up 6-7 points, you know, we'd quick shoot it or, you know, want to do something that they would do to give them a run out that, you know, maybe we shouldn't. We watch it today. And all correctable mistakes and things, we felt like we gave up 15 to 20 points on just, you know, little things, not cutting, not boxing out, not seeing the floor like we should. And so all things we've worked on in practice, but all things you got to get better at. And again, the Coca kids credit. We were in scramble. They went 4 for 4 from three, and they were shots that we wanted to shoot. Granted, they were open, but we needed the ball back, so we needed them to quick shoot, and they hit every single one of them. Give my kids credit in both Comanche and Maquoketa game. We never gave up. We cut them to two possession games. We had a chance to get a steal to cut it down to a one possession game both nights. Their guys made the free throws or made the play that they needed to, but we were right there to do it. Come back, and we just need to be a little bit hungrier and more consistently in that third and fourth quarter, and grow that lead up higher when we have that opportunity at seven. You know, we like to play fast, but when the momentum's not going our way, we need to, you know, slow it down a little bit, run some half-court offense, and make the other team guard. And I think that's where we learn the most. That's where we got to grow the most. This is a really tough league. It is absolutely no different than the Womack East was the last how many years for this year, for sure. Well, tons of college players. You know, we've played those two teams. We played North Lynn. You know, we went five guards, all shooters against Maquoketa. We went massive guys against Comanche. And we, you know, we saw North Lynn style. So all things that are invaluable lessons later in the season when you're facing things like that, or you never know who you're going to get matched up at the playoffs. Just things you got to reference back. Yeah, you want to win now, but I know we haven't reached our peak of playing our best basketball yet.
And, of course, it doesn't get easier, as you talked about. What a grind here, the RBC, to round out the first half of the season with Monticello on the road on Friday night. And then you'll have Cascade at home Tuesday night. So two tough rival-type games that you have coming up here.
Yeah, you know, obviously we haven't played Monticello in a while, and they've got a great ball club, got a great run going right now, and you know, they probably logged more minutes in the offseason together as a group collectively than we did, and that's kind of where it's showing early right now for us, getting comfortable with each other. But, you know, we're going to go into a really nice environment. It's going to be a great experience for a lot of my guys. Some maybe never have been in it. A lot of them have been in it, and so they're going to have to relish the moment. They're going to have to play really well. We're going to have to do the things that we do and we talk about every single day. And they got a potent offense. They like to play fast, so we're going to be ready for it. We're going to play smarter than we have played so far this year, and we're just going to have to get better from Tuesday, better from last Friday. And I think, you know, this group really has done that for the most part. When we challenged them to get better from the day before and say it wasn't good enough, they've collectively come together and done it. And then, you know, like you said, next week we got another tough game. Our side of the conference is incredible. Everybody's got college-level players, whatever grade they might be in. So you got to bring it every night. We know on the defensive end, we are a team that focuses on that. You know, there are other teams in our league that do as well. But I think we are unique on that end, and we need to keep being unique on that end and keep getting better at it, because that's, you know, where we win and lose ball games and get ourselves in the right positions in the third and fourth quarter to push our lead to where they need to go.
Best of luck in those two games against the Panthers and the Cougars. We'll talk to you after the new year, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always. Happy holidays, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Swish. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yep, same to you. Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Blazers. We will get one more coach in, Coach Tim Lambert of the Monticello Boys. We'll sneak him in here before we join Hawk Talk already in progress with Coach McCaffrey. That's coming up next from KMCH Sports.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
The KMCH Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you as we talk to the fine head coach of the Monticello Boys basketball program, Tim Lambert, in 20-plus years. How many is this for you, 23?
It's 24.
24. I was one off as the Panthers at 4-1 overall, 2-1 in River Valley Conference play so far, losing five seniors from last year's team, the third team in a row to get to the state tournament for boys program history, the first team to win a game there in 60 years or so, and this team coming back, missing 5-2 that played a heavy role in this team last year. Talk about the mindset of this group coming in with, of course, Tate and Preston leading the way.
Yeah, you know, coming off that semifinal loss last year, I think they're really hungry and had a great offseason. You know, the kids are gym rats and they work hard. A lot of them play AAU. And probably the biggest thing last year when we lost in Des Moines was we just felt like as a group they needed to get bigger. You know, we just weren't physical enough and we're not very tall. So, man, they've all kind of changed their bodies in the weight room. They put on a lot of muscle and weight and so I think we're bigger than we were last year physically, and I think in those bigger games that'll really pay off for us. So been doing well, and you know they've worked hard, and I think it shows, and just really excited to keep going with them here.
Started off with three W's over Tipton, West Branch, and Anamosa, then ran into Bellevue in overtime, a thriller at home, losing to the Comets 68-65, a team that made state last year with Coach Kanaik and company. Talk about how that game finished up and what a good, despite a loss, what a good learning experience for your team.
Yeah, we probably needed that. I mean, we defensively have not been, prior to the Cascade game, I didn't think defensively we'd been near where we need to be, and kind of came back to bite us against Bellevue, and hats off to them. They're playing well, and they came into our place, and I think we'd beaten them like 18 times in a row or something, and, you know, they just came in and beat us. They just wanted it more. They played harder. We didn't play hungry, and they did. So I told Chet after the game, I said, they beat us. They earned it. And it was just what we needed because then we came out last night against Cascade with a whole new gear defensively. So we gave up 68 to Bellevue. We haven't done that. It was not overtime. It was regulation. Oh. But we look back, we hadn't done that for like 60 games or something. So that's not good enough. That's not how we play. And, you know, we told the kids we want to play faster offensively, but that doesn't mean we don't defend. So we'll keep working on our D, and hopefully that can clean it up. But no, that was a – you never want to lose, but that was probably a good loss for the Panthers that night.
Indeed. As last night you talked about, the 30-point win over Cascade, 83-53. Right from the get, talk about how this game went.
Cascade, you know, played some young kids, but they're improved as well. I know their kids are gym rats, and I know that Nate's got them work a lot in the offseason. So they played their zone, and we hadn't seen zone all year, so obviously that's always challenging. But as the game went on, we put Tate inside at the high post against their zone, and man, he really created and got shots for people. And And then I think our tempo kind of warmed down in the second half. We ended up winning by 30. But, no, they have a nice team. And proud of our kids bouncing back. I think, you know, a lot of people are so surprised we got beat by Bellevue. It kind of puts pressure on them. But they responded well, so I was proud of them.
Indeed. And now you have Beckman coming up next on Friday at home. And then you'll travel to Comanche on Tuesday to round out the schedule here for the first part of this year, as you have just two more games to go. And then it'll be the new year. So you just keep on fine-tuning things, improving on, and seeing how things shape out here.
Yeah, our schedule's tough. You know, the River Valley's tough before. Now you add Beckman and Maquoketa, it gets just tougher. But we get some little injuries that we need to get to Christmas break. We're going to kind of limp to Christmas break here and then give them some days off and hopefully get healthy. We're not healthy right now. So hopefully we can get everybody healthy over break. We'll give them 5-6 days off there and then come back and regroup for the grind. That's January and February. But, yeah, our schedule is tough, and there's never an easy one in the RBC for sure.
No doubt. All right. Good to catch up with you here, and we will look forward to talking about your team here come down the road here on a Wednesday night. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Wish. Have a good holiday.
Absolutely. You too. Happy holidays to Tim and the Panther family. Tim Lambert, the head coach of the Monticello boys basketball team, as the Panthers, again, at 4-1 overall. We'll continue on. More coaches to get to on a Wednesday night. It's the KMC.
And that's actually it for now. Wrapping it up here, and we got to get to Hawk Talk with Fam McCaffrey and the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, right here. That's going to do it for the Sports Zone. Until January, early January, we put the brakes on and get ready for a new year for wrestling and basketball and bowling. We'll have all our coaches back on in a couple of weeks here after 2 weeks of break, as that's going to do it tonight. Our coverage for high school wrestling comes up at 5:30 tomorrow night. West Delaware Wrestling at Marion taking on the Wolves and the Mount Vernon Mustangs, starting at 5:30 with girls, followed by the boys. Friday night we'll have Friday afternoon, I should say, West Delaware Girls and Boys Bowling live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com at 4 o'clock with Bill and Josh. And then Luke and I will have West Delaware Boys Basketball around 7:30 from Independence as the West Delaware Boys on the road. We'll get score updates for the West Delaware Girls at home inside Seedorf against the Independence Girls. That's it for tonight. Have a good rest of your Wednesday night. John Swisher saying so long for now.
Mix 94.7, KMCH, Manchester.